is that the greatest song you've ever heard? Provided this morning by Bo Mitchell. That's me and my co-host, Bob Belt.
That's me. Morning, Bo.
It's a good week to listen to the Beach Boys and to get started again here on You Get the Blessing. We appreciate you folks tuning in today. Supposedly, there's thousands of you listening to us, and that makes us feel proud because we did just receive another award from the Waukini, Kansas Chamber of Commerce as two of the finest guys they've ever heard on radio. Wasn't that a blessing?
That's right, because I think KOA's range just comes just short of Waukini. So they never hear us. That's why we got them.
Cloud Chief, Corn, Cordell, and Weatherford, though, in Western Oklahoma, pick us up loud and clear. So thank you, folks, for listening, seriously. And I'm sad to say that Brian Wilson had a rough life after he wrote some of the greatest music ever, but I'm glad to say I think he's better, isn't he?
I think he's a lot better, yeah. And I like those old Beach Boys songs back when they were writing about cars and surfing and all of that.
Do you know how that happened, by the way?
Nope.
You knew I was going to tell you, though.
I knew you were going to tell me.
They went into some little recording studio. They were just kind of a local band, I think, in L.A.
Yeah.
And the couple that ran the recording studio said, you know, write some songs about subjects that people aren't singing songs about. And so Dennis, I believe, was a surfer. He said, well, how about surfing? Sure. That's a good idea. How about cars? Okay. Like Jan and Dean. So off they went.
That's amazing.
Is this why we're meeting?
They did well.
They did. Yeah. Actually, it's not why we're meeting. You Get the Blessing every week is on the air because we like introducing you to special people that love the Lord Jesus Christ and do good work on his behalf and on behalf of this great community. And our guest today is Barbara White, and Barbara is the dean of the nursing program at CCU, Colorado Christian University, and that's run by our good friend Bill Armstrong. And Barbara, if you're hanging around with Bill Armstrong, you're hanging around with good people.
I sure am.
And we're glad you can wonderful. Be with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's our
and
pleasure.
Congratulations on your award, by the way.
That's right. You know, the nursing program at CCU is up for the Waukini Chamber of Commerce Best Nursing Program west of Waukini.
Have you ever been to Waukini? That's where Walt and Walt had their Airstream parked for years.
You know, I think I probably have, but it wasn't memorable. You know, somebody in Waukini is going to call us and be really mad. But
oh,
no.
Sorry.
Anyway,
you're probably right.
You know, I grew up in Russell, Kansas, which can't be that far from
with
Waukini.
With our friend Phil.
So, yeah, with Phil. All Phil, right. Bob Dole, Marlin Spector.
What was happening in Russell, Barbara?
I don't know.
Sharp people.
Big things are happening here.
Oh, yeah. Let's get Let's get to Barbara White, our guest. Tell us a little about yourself, Barbara, and where were you raised? What's some part of your background as a kid that might interest all of our listeners?
Oh, well, I came from Chicago. My husband and I grew up in Chicago, the suburbs, and had a wonderful childhood. Was raised in a strong Christian family. Attended Billy Graham's First Church. His roommate from college was our pastor. I went to high school youth group with George Beverly Shea's kids. And
wow!
Man,
these are big names she's dropping on us.
Sunday night sing-alongs and...
Now, wait a minute. For our listeners that don't know this, Billy Graham, George Beverly Shea would be the equivalent of talking about Roger Maris and Mickey Mantle.
You got it. You got it.
The Christian answer to Joe D.
You
and
got it.
Willie Mays.
So I'm really blessed. I have a rich Christian heritage in my family. Made a commitment very young in life and recommitted my life to the Lord in college. And so I'm so grateful for what God has done and how he's brought me to where I am right now.
So you weren't ever strung out on drugs or?
Never. I'm sorry to tell you.
Pretty much a
we
good.
We can't go there.
That's good. Good person all the way.
This is going to be a boring show.
I'm
you know, we
sorry.
Really we normally have these totally degenerate characters that you know have the, no. Actually, that's wonderful. Actually,
we got John Rodriguez next week, so he'll pick it up.
All right. All right.
So Barbara, you got married. You're in Chicago. What brought you out west?
My husband had gone to school out here and vacationed out here with his family for years, and he brought me out here on a honeymoon and said, honey, I think we're going to live out here. So I started looking for a job on the honeymoon.
Is that right?
Yeah, we came out here a year after we were married. Been married 40 years this year and been in Colorado 39, and this is home.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
40-year marriage.
Long
Billy
time.
Graham, George Beverly Shea's kids. Yes, this is a good life we're talking about.
And if you knew her husband, John, you'd know what a miracle that is, actually. It really kind of raises your esteem for Barb, you know, when you get to know
precious.
John. Just He's kidding.
I know John, and it sounds to me like something John would talk about on his honeymoon. Hey, where should we live? I'd have been on to the fun part of the honeymoon.
Yeah. Here we are.
Yeah, he's a great guy. And your connection with CCU, when did that begin?
Well, it began 3 years ago in August when I came on board officially as the Dean for Nursing Programs to build nursing programs at CCU. You know, CCU is almost 100 years old, and we've never had nursing programs. We're a merger of seven different other institutions and Bible colleges. But my heart for CCU started 25 years ago when a small group of us started praying about a Christian nursing school program at Colorado Christian.
So nursing is your background?
I graduated from the University of Illinois in 1970, got my master's in 75 from the University of Colorado, and my doctorate quite a few years later in 2000. I've taught nursing for 39 years.
Mm-hmm. So what does it take to be a nurse? Because I'm sitting in the hospital. I've had three heart stents and a few battles with, I'm not going to go into the other stuff, but I'm in good shape these days.
That's wonderful. You stay there.
And I sit there and think, this nurse is the sweetest, most brilliant person I've met, and the next nurse, I think, if I could get out of this bed, she and I would go toe-to-toe because she seems like an unhappy person today. Mm-hmm. So just tell me about nurses in general. Is it just a complicated thing that puts pressure on you?
It does put pressure on people. The healthcare system has a lot of issues these days. But those that are really called into nursing know it without a single doubt. And interestingly enough, we've done some surveys and some research, and the Christian nurses are happy and satisfied with their professions. And so, but nursing is a difficult profession. It's not easy. You do have to have clinical reasoning. You have to have critical thinking skills. It's a very scientifically based profession. It's not just going in and holding hands with patients. You have to have solid knowledge so that you know clearly the path of physiology of what's going on. Takes a lot of preparation. The new program we're putting together is a baccalaureate program that has all the latest in not only technology and healthcare informatics, but genomics and genomics, bioethics, all the things that go into the basic foundational understanding of healthcare indicators and how we can prepare nurses to be really at the top of their game in terms of helping patients not only heal in the hospital, but promoting their health when they leave.
So young women that feel in the same way, you know, Bob wanted to become the greatest theologian alive and he's done it, or someone else is an athlete and thinks to themselves, okay, I should pursue a career in professional sports, or businessman, you're saying there really has to be at an age of 14, 15, 16, this feeling, I want to be a nurse. I want to serve people that way.
Well, there doesn't have to be, but many people are in it for the opportunities that are in healthcare, but you can clearly tell the difference from those that are in it just to do the tasks, to get the work done. Nursing is not a high-paying profession. Most people don't go into nursing to make a lot of money, but there are certainly multiple opportunities within the healthcare and nursing profession to move in a variety of areas and a variety of ways. And so people come into the profession with many different reasons. And many people come into nursing because they feel it's going to be something that they can do throughout their whole life and move laterally or upward into different kinds of nursing responsibilities, and that's very true. It's a wonderful, wonderful profession.
So the difference between maybe even the experience Bo's talking about, where on one hand you have someone that comes in and along with all of the professional skills that you're training them for, they sort of have a great spirit about the whole thing, cheer you up, versus the other one might be that sense of calling. I mean, that seems to me like that would be a big difference between the two.
We believe so. Our program is really designed to teach nursing as ministry. it's built on the art and the science of the nursing profession. So we have to have competent practitioners when they leave. They must all sit and pass what we call the NCLEX RN licensing exam, and they must be competent practitioners. But in addition to that, our program is just totally infiltrated with scriptural biblical principles, and we're teaching spiritual care. We believe nursing is a sacred profession.
Patients, amen.
Patients, when they're in the hospital is filled with holy moments. People are lying on their backs looking up. And nurses have the opportunity to touch very vulnerable people's lives, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And so I'm very fortunate in that I have a faculty who's highly committed to integrate faith, learning, and living. And students' lives are being transformed.
You know, good friend of mine in Washington, D.C., Martin Doblmeyer, is a documentary filmmaker. And it's interesting, his latest film that my wife and I just watched last week is on the Adventists. And pretty much the whole program was about this integration of top-level science and medical care, but at least in their hospitals. I mean, they actually, you know, have chaplains that go with the doctor. I mean, they pray as well as administering medicine. Now, that can't be the case in all hospitals. Is there a trend more towards that sort of thing? And do nurses that are coming out of your program, I mean, would they, you know, be able to pray with patients? Or how does that
Absolutely.
Work?
Absolutely. Hospitals are under accreditation standards called JACO. Accreditation standards, they're accredited. One of the JACO criteria is that hospital staff meet the spiritual needs of patients. So that's a part of all patient care. It's taught in all nursing programs. But many nurses are not comfortable either assessing spiritual needs or helping to meet spiritual needs. And many times we find the barriers are because they're not comfortable themselves with where they're at spiritually. Spiritual care is a big part of the program that we teach, and so we teach students not only to assess their patients' needs and comfortably meet those needs within an appropriate moral framework. In other words, if I'm going to pray with a patient, I will always say, may I pray with you, or may I pray for you, and there's ways in nursing that we teach that, but we help our students learn to become comfortable with that whole arena of the fact that many, many diseases are stress-related, and particularly at the end of life, people are faced with what's going to happen now. Why me? The big questions of life. And that's where we try to teach students to really appropriately, sensitively, with the discernment of the Holy Spirit, begin to meet those needs as well.
And I think you're either born with a caring heart and a caring spirit or not. And yet, this side of heaven, we're all supposed to be striving just to improve and follow the Lord's instructions through the Scripture.
Right.
And what a better way to do that than help people. And yet, I don't know how nurses do it. I really don't. It seems like a job that would have some satisfaction in helping patients, but a lot of just almost daily duties that would make me crazy. And the mix of that would be tough, I think, for a calling.
It is tough. Nurses right now in healthcare are very focused on tasks, having to get done the IVs or the treatments or whatever. We've built this new program with an education practice partnership. And my practice partners that come either from the hospital or the community have been very involved in developing this curriculum with us so that it is reality-based, but that it's also relationship-based. And so they want nurses to get back to the essence or the heart of nursing, which is really heart ministry as well as physical care.
Yeah, I was thinking even in terms of blood and cleaning up after people don't quite appeal to me. Does that appeal to anyone?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, some people are okay with this.
Some people are very okay. Nurses come in all shapes and sizes.
I take a lot of tuning on my part.
Yeah. There are definitely those that get an adrenaline rush from the high-intensity areas of critical care or emergency room. There are others who their life is just much more tuned to the community-based care in schools and communities. And that's why nursing is such a great profession. There's lots of options.
You're listening to the voice of Barbara White. She's our guest today on You Get the Blessing. Appreciate you all tuning in here at 850 KOA. And Barbara's the dean of the nursing program at Colorado Christian University. So let's talk about that a little bit as we try to grow that program. Obviously, I'd rather see more nurses come out of CCU, not less. So how does a parent that's listening to the program today or somebody that maybe is thinking about a career path, how do they get in touch with you and start interviewing, thinking about, okay, that's what I want to do, and that's the lady I want to do it with?
Well, they certainly can contact me directly. You know, my email is up on the website, and information on our programs are up on the website. We have centers throughout the state of Colorado, and so this new program, this new baccalaureate program that we're putting in place, is a statewide program. We're going to have our students in a home-based hospital in all areas of the state of Colorado. It's also a hybrid format, which means there's going to be both online learning and in-seat classroom learning. So we're trying very hard. I am in the College of Adult and Graduate Studies at CCU, and the philosophy is distributive education, to take education as close to the students as possible. So once students get interested and make an inquiry at the institution, they are assigned an enrollment counselor or someone in their geographic area that will be in touch with them, assist them with getting enrolled in prerequisite courses, because there's extensive science courses and general education that needs to be completed before they can enter the nursing major as a junior. And then certainly if there are questions in terms of career counseling, that's why I'm there, and that's why my faculty is available. For years, we help people really sort out, is nursing really the right profession for them?
And how many years does it take from start to finish to become a nurse that could walk in anywhere and light it up?
Well, our new baccalaureate program is a baccalaureate, 120-degree program, 120 credits, and the actual nursing major is going to take a little over 2 years, about 2.5 years, because it's designed for working adults. It's not a traditional campus program, so people can continue their employment while going to school. So people that are working in jobs and careers or in hospitals but can't take time off to go into a nursing program, this program is specifically designed for them. The nursing major, which is about 67 credits, it's about 2.5 years, but while you're working.
Gotcha. So now, will some students that actually live on campus go into the program also, or is it all sort of this outside?
This is designed for working adults, okay. But we're already having interest on the campus in terms of how can I get involved in this, and we will be putting things in place in the future to meet their needs as well.
And what percentage of your graduates are men? What percentage are women?
Well, the new program we are just marketing right now will be starting for the very first time in the fall, September. So this is brand new, just approved. Nationally, about 92% of the nurses are still women. A small percentage are men. That is a U.S. statistics. In other parts of the world, there are more men than there are here in the United States, but here in the U.S.
Why is that? Just tradition?
What do you have in your mouth, by the way?
You started talking about nursing, and I thought about my heart medicine.
I think you bit your tongue. We need a nurse.
Please take it. We don't want any.
This is part of the part of our program that the Waukini people liked, the fact that, you know, we stick things in our mouth.
If
and
you
talk
hadn't
with our
said
mouth
that, no one yeah. would have
no
noticed except known. Barbara.
Oh, okay.
So why is that, Barbara? Just tradition?
Well, just cultures differently, yes. You know, just different cultures, different traditions. But we are really recruiting more men in nursing. There are active programs across the United States to bring more men in nursing. And the students that I've had in the past that have been men in nursing have been outstanding in terms of their competency. So nursing is not a profession anymore that's just designed for what used to be called the handmaiden, the doctor's handmaiden, or woman's profession. It is truly at a professional level.
Well, I love having you on this program because I just had my 60th birthday last fall. I seem like It seems like I'm having a physical exam every couple of weeks, but sure, it's not that frequently. Once a month, I'm asked to do a funeral for somebody. It seems like it's just kind of this phase of life. So in and around the hospitals, like Bob and I have been with our friend Richard Beach and his wife Marcia for the last, two or three years, and watching these nurses operate in terms of conducting their business affairs and also their light, sensitive, spiritually oriented touch on the patients is miraculous for me to watch. And I didn't know there was someone in the world like you that's training these folks. So I would, as we move to the close of the show, ask you, someone that's listening, what would you just say as the boss to encourage them? If you're inclined at all to do this, jump in here. We need you. How would you exhort them to take that first step if they're listening to the program today and get in touch with you?
Well, first of all, I really think they need to pray about where God's really leading them. Everybody that I know, buried deep in their soul, wants to make a difference in the world. Mm-hmm. We want to be significant. We want to do something. And, you know, God, I believe that God has his fingerprints all over each one of us and gifts us in unique ways. And we need to look at what are our gifting. What's our gifting? What's our interest? What do we love doing? And if you really want to have a sound scientific background with lots of biology, you want to help people, you want to understand the human body, and you have a desire to make a difference in people's lives when they're sick and ill, nursing is a great thing for you to consider.
And CCU is the place to do it. So let's start giving out the website again here and a phone number.
Website is www.ccu.edu. Okay. My phone number is 303-963-3322. That brings you right into my office.
What's John's credit card number?
Sorry, I don't give that one out anywhere.
And you're giving me grief about taking my pills on the air.
But if people feel in their heart in any way that we've set up a scholarship fund, I do need to let you know that because even though this program is designed for working adults, there's always a need for us to provide scholarship dollars, and so we have set up a scholarship fund in our development office. They can contact the development office at 303-963-3093.
So someone listening might think to themselves, well, I'm past my prime and I can't be a nurse, but I could sponsor someone
by providing
a scholarship.
Exactly right.
Give that number again there at the development office.
303-963-3093.
That's why we played Little Deuce Coupe, was to reel you guys into this. And the fact is, it's a fundraiser. And we want you to help. Just partially kidding.
We like helping these guys. And again, if you're out there and you're listening, and you know, week by week you do hear about some great ministries and opportunities, and certainly CCU is one of our favorite just because of our friend Bill Armstrong. But I think it would be great to help somebody, you know, get through what's probably pretty tough these days in terms of, being able to pay for it. And I think it's a great opportunity.
You know, we've had listeners go to these websites of our guests, write checks for $5,000, $10,000. So hooray is what we say.
Yeah.
I also say congratulations, Barbara, on where God's called you and how he's using you. You are the right person in the right spot, and we hope this nursing program grows at CCU.
It's been fun getting to know you and John. So new friends, and we're excited for what you're doing.
Thank you very much.
Let me just close by saying this. When people are sick, it's an incredibly amazing time in terms of their anxiety about what's next, just like you said, Barbara. So as recently as last summer, a friend asked me to come to the hospital and tell his father about heaven. And I'm nothing special. I'm not even close to Bob in terms of understanding the Bible. I just have a faith in Christ that's pretty simple. And I went and said, you know, this is what I know about heaven, and this is what you're supposed to do to seal the deal and make certain that the choice you make right now in terms of Jesus Christ will determine which direction you go after you die. Mm-hmm. And he made the commitment.
Praise God.
I called him 2 days later just to say, okay, what happened with us 2 days ago? And he said, I made a connection with Christ, and I'm going to heaven. It's not any more complicated than that. Good stuff.
Right.
So those nurses got to be standing there at the right moment.
At the right time.
To say the right words.
Absolutely.
And that's part of your training, isn't it?
That's right. It sure is. Thank you.
You're welcome, Barbara. Bob, anything closing?
Nope. I got to get over to Highline.
Highline Community Church, Arapahoe University, across from Goodson Rec Center, Sunday mornings, 9 and 10:45. Yep. You can hear Bob preach, and you can hear me sing the latest country song I've written, which is Walk Out Backwards, So I'll Think You're Coming In.
Great. Good to be with you again, Bo.
We'll see you again next week here on You Get the Blessing, and thanks again to Barbara White, our special guest today.